episode 22 of the Rookie Big Board. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator. And on this episode, we're going to be doing things a little differently here. I'm going to be breaking down Rashad Bateman, laying out his potential path to fantasy football success, and we're going to see whether or not he can return the late first-round value that it seems like a lot of folks are tagging him with in Superflex leagues. Now, I rarely break down individual players on the Rookie Big Board podcast because what I want to specifically focus on is the process. But Rashad Bateman being so highly debated, being so controversial, having his fantasy football value so up in the air gives us a perfect opportunity to look in the process of post-draft projections. Now, this is often an afterthought. I know that sounds almost ridiculous, but we spend so much time pre-draft evaluating players, cementing our opinions on them, that we're not willing to be flexible and willing to pivot post-draft to fully understand and comprehend the scheme, the landing spot, and the opportunity that an individual rookie has been placed in through the NFL draft. Now, Rashad Bateman was wide receiver 6 for me pre-draft. He's currently wide receiver 8 for me. He's currently 18 overall on the Rookie Big Board. So that's tipping my hat a little bit, but I just want to I want you to understand, you know, the perspective that I'm coming in here. He projects out as a mid-second round value for me in rookie draft. So I'm not saying he's bad. I'm not saying he can't return fantasy football value, but I feel much, much more confident in him at returning value from a mid-second round pick price than I do a late first round rookie pick price. And again, these are super flex rankings, but this is what I've seen Rashad Bateman go consistently off the board. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to dig into my projections for Rashad Bateman. I'm going to lay out 5 potential paths that he could take in this first year for fantasy football. And that's really important. Folks sometimes think a projection is a set in stone expectation for a player. When I put my projections out, and by the way, projections are available to all patrons at the $6 level, patreon.com/theffeducator. That's going to give you access to my team-by-team projections for every fantasy football-relevant player for the 2021 season, broken down by team, and then filtered by position, and then overall ranking as well. Now, it's not necessarily a set in stone. It's giving a range of outcomes, and it's keeping in mind the context of the other players on the team when giving the range of outcomes. So that's what I'm going to do with Rashad Bateman here, and I'm going to start here with the actual projection that I gave Rashad Bateman. So here is my actual fantasy football projection for Rashad Bateman for the 2021 season. Now, I have the Baltimore Ravens throwing the ball 440 times. I want you to keep that number in your head, 440. Opportunity is strongly related here to volume, and volume is going to be king. Volume in the Baltimore Ravens offense, when it comes to Rashad Bateman, it has to start with how often the Baltimore Ravens throw the ball. So I have them throwing the ball right now in my 2021 season projections at 440 times. Now, I have Rashad Bateman collecting 15% of that market share. That is equal to what Hollywood Brown is getting in my projections, and it is less than Mark Andrews. I still think Mark Andrews is going to be the highest targeted weapon here in this offense, at least through the passing attack. Now, at 15% of the market share, it's 66 targets for Rashad Bateman. That is not a good number for fantasy football purposes. I have him catching 42 of those. That's a 65% catch rate. That's a pretty solid catch rate given the offense. And I have him at 11.5 yards per reception. I think that's fair considering what he did in college and how I think the Baltimore Ravens are going to use him. And I have him at 4 touchdowns. That is less than both Hollywood, who I think is going to be used as more of a field stretcher, which gives him the touchdown potential. And despite being not necessarily fantasy football relevant and being injured, Hollywood has still managed to find the end zone at least a decent amount here, 5-6 times over his first 2 years. And I do have Mark Andrews still leading the team in touchdowns here because I do think he's the red zone guy for Lamar Jackson still moving forward. Now, all of this equals here for Rashad Bateman, 116 PPR fantasy points. If that doesn't sound fantastic, it's because it's not. It puts Rashad Bateman here as wide receiver 84. That's sandwiched in between Brian Edwards for the Raiders, Tyler Johnson for the Buccaneers. Those are 2 wide receivers from last year's class that for fantasy purposes, you don't really want to be sandwiched in between. So let's go ahead, and I'm actually going to give a little bit more background here as to where that 440 number is, because this is my actual projection. So I'm going to really, and by the way, this is the projection that's going to be the foundation. the four other scenarios we're all going to give are better for Rashad Bateman, right? So we're kind of saying this is Rashad Bateman's floor. So let's defend his floor a little bit before we dig in too much. You go back to 2011. All right, this is Greg Roman offenses. And if you remember, Greg Roman has primarily coached Colin Kaepernick, Tyrod Taylor, and then Lamar Jackson, all dual threat quarterbacks. So you go back to 2011. This is a large sample size we have here with Greg Roman. 451 passing attempts in his offense. 2012, 436 passing attempts. 2013, 417 passing attempts. 2014, 487 passing attempts. Now we're going to go from San Francisco to Buffalo. First season in Buffalo, 465 passing attempts. 2016 with Buffalo, 474 passing attempts. 474. Keep that number in your mind. That's a big number. So now we're going to Baltimore here. First season in Baltimore. Remember, this is the Joe Flacco season. So they throw the ball 556 times. Now, if we break that down a little bit further, you're going to see that Joe Flacco has 379 of those attempts. Lamar Jackson has 170. We go to 2019. That's when Lamar Jackson, his first full season as a starter, he throws the ball 440 times. He has a fantastic season. Baltimore has a fantastic season. In 2020, Lamar Jackson throws the ball just 406 times. The entire offense, I'm sorry, throws the ball 406 times. So when I went in and did these projections, I used the 440 number, which was best case scenario from what we've seen from Greg Roman in the Ravens offense. The extra element we have to take into account is how much the Baltimore Ravens in particular love to run the ball. Greg Roman has never had a successful offense where he has not run the ball at least 500 times. I think there's this magical assumption here that the Ravens are just going to change everything they've done, change every previous philosophy they've had, and all of a sudden they're going to start throwing the ball at an exponentially higher rate. And we're going to test that here and test what that does for Rashad Bateman. The other thing to keep in mind here is that the Ravens have been bolstering their wide receiver crew overall. They added Sammy Watkins, who I know is past his prime, but I still think can contribute. They added Tylan Wallace to the draft as well. And they have Devin Duvernay coming in from last year. I think he'll still primarily be a special teams guy, but I do think he's going to start working into the passing game as well. And remember also, you have J.K. Dobbins there, Gus Edwards, Justice Hill, all who could catch the ball. And then Mark Andrews, of course, Nick Boyle, and they did trade for Josh Oliver, which isn't insignificant. It's not super significant, but it's not insignificant. All that being said is that even if the Ravens take a huge leap in offense, it might not all go to Rashad Bateman. So the first thing I want to do here is I'm not going to bump up the passing attempts. I'm going to keep the passing attempts at 440. But what I did do is I gave Rashad Bateman 20% of the market share. So let's say Rashad Bateman is a stud. I undervalued him. I didn't give him enough credit in his tape eval. He is a stud, and he comes in with 20% of the market share here this first season. Now, to do this simulation, I bumped Mark Andrews down to 15. Remember, he was at 19. And I bumped Hollywood down to 14. He was at 15. So now Rashad Bateman is the king of the targets in this offense, which is still at 440 targets. Remember, that's Lamar Jackson's best season. Boom. Rashad Bateman is up to 147 PPR points. Okay, so he's gone up. I haven't touched his touchdowns. I haven't touched any of his other stats yet. So just moving up here to get him that 20% of the market share, which is a significant, by the way, that is a significant marker. If you're not familiar with projections, that is a large chunk of the market share. If we jump back here and look at where that would bring him for fantasy football purposes, we're going to get up to wide receiver 61. That's equal to what Darnell Mooney is right now for Chicago. And I'm a little bullish on Darnell Mooney. So to give you some other comparison points, that's two spots lower than Odell Beckham Jr. at 151, three spots lower than Rondale Moore, who I have at 151.5, and two spots higher than Henry Ruggs, who I have at 144.5. All right, so that's Rashad Bateman moving up here. That's Rashad Bateman's second potential scenario, which is still 440 passing attempts in the Baltimore Ravens offense, but we're going to give him a ton of the market share. We're going to let him lead the team in targets. All right, so let's go ahead. Let's keep Rashad Bateman at that 20. Here's scenario number three. We're going to keep Rashad Bateman at 20 in the market share. Okay, so he's still king of the offense. He's still getting the volume king. I still undervalued him in his tape eval. I didn't give him enough credit. He's going to soak up Lamar Jackson targets. All right, so now what I've done here is I've bumped up Rashad Bateman's touchdowns. Now, remember, I didn't have him leading the team in touchdowns. I had him at at 4 before, and I had Hollywood at 6. So what I did here in this next simulation is I flipped that. So I said, okay, now Rashad Bateman gets 20% of the market share, and he gets 2 extra touchdowns. He's going to be the wide receiver leading in touchdowns. I'm not pivoting off of Mark Andrews leading the team in touchdowns. Now, I'm not saying Mark Andrews is a set in stone lock, you know, tight end. I'm definitely concerned about his fantasy football value as well, but you know, in this scenario, now Rashad Bateman is the touchdown leader for wide receivers. He's the volume leader for wide receivers for the Ravens. And that's going to bump him up now to wide receiver 51. So we are moving on up for Rashad Bateman's projection. Now it's Marvin Jones here at 51. I have him at 161 points. It's 3 points less than Will Fuller. And it's a couple spots higher here than Amari Rodgers, who's another wide receiver that we're talking a ton about. Okay, so that's scenario 3. We bumped up the touchdowns, we bumped up the target shares, and now we're at 51, which is still outside of wide receiver 4 territory. So we're pushing the offense a lot here. But let's keep moving this thing up the ladder here. All right, so let's move it up here. Now what I've done is I have bumped up on this projection, I have bumped up the Baltimore Ravens offense to 490 passing attempts. That's 50 more than I actually expect to happen. But again, this is a simulation. I'm not saying that I nail every projection. I don't. Nobody nails all the projections, all right? So I went to 490, because, and I took that number from the 487 season here, which was the 2016 season with Buffalo. Yeah, 474 was the 2016 season with Buffalo. So I said, you know what? Don't take that exact number. I'm going to give them even more. All right. So yes, everybody is right. Baltimore is all in on the wide receivers. They're going to push it. They're revamping the offense. They're overhauling their offense with their same offensive coordinator, who's never thrown the ball that much outside of having Joe Flacco, who's an absolute statue. All right, but regardless, they're going to bump it up. They're going to get 50 more passing attempts. That's significant for what Lamar Jackson is used to passing in the NFL. All right, boom. That brings Rashad Bateman up to 173 PPR fantasy points. Now, this is a number for folks who are used to projections or just are used to kind of tracking relative fantasy points. You know, once you start getting into the 170s, you're in relevancy, right? So, you know, you're starting to feel better about this 173 number. Again, that's 6 touchdowns. He's still leading the offense in touchdowns, and he's still got 20% of that market share. 98 targets is what we're up to. We're up to 98 targets for Rashad Bateman. He's catching 65% of those, which, again, I think is a very fair number. So if we go back here and compare that to the wide receivers, that's boom. We're up to wide receiver 43 here with Corey Davis. That's where he is right now. Wide receiver 43 right now is Corey Davis. And, you know, that's right after Cortland Sutton. That's right above Gabriel Davis. So that is simulation number 4 here for Rashad Bateman. And I'm doing a lot to get him there, but I haven't done the most I can do yet, right? So I'm going to do a 5th simulation here, a 5th potential path to fantasy football significance here in his first year for Rashad Bateman. I'm going to keep bumping this thing up, all right? I'm going to give a ridiculous scenario. 550 passing attempts. That is 110 more than I think is going to happen. And what I did on this one too is I bumped up Lamar Jackson's touchdowns from 31. By the way, I've had Lamar Jackson at 31 passing touchdowns this entire simulation. I'm going to bump him up 6 more touchdowns. I'm going to bump him up to 37 passing touchdowns. All right, so I bump him up to 37 passing touchdowns. I gave Rashad Bateman the most of those still. He has 8. He's leading the wide receiver team with 8. He's got 110 targets in this simulation and 201 fantasy football PPR points. If we run that against the wide receivers, puts him as wide receiver 27. On pace with Brandon Ayuk, slightly above Juju, and below Jalen Waddle. So that's what I'm realistically looking at here when I do my Rashad Bateman projections. I just gave 5 scenarios for Rashad Bateman, plugging him into my actual projections here for what I have. And again, projections available to all patrons, patreon.com/theffeducator, $6 level. And I do not see, let me rephrase this. There is a path to fantasy football relevancy, because my 4th and 5th scenarios where I had bumped the offense up to a volume number that I did not expect to happen, that returned wide receiver 3 or wide receiver 4 value. which at the end of the first round, that's not terrible. But, you know, you're looking at a similar range where Jaylen Waddle was going, and you could see, despite the fact that I gave Rashad Bateman a whole lot of help, I couldn't get his projection up above Jaylen Waddle. Now, I have a high projection on Jaylen Waddle, so maybe that factors into it. I'm trying to be realistic here. I'm not saying we're going to nail this projection, but I just gave five scenarios, four of which are more generous to Rashad Bateman than I expect to happen, and I could not get him to the point where I thought he returned that late first-round fantasy football value. So if you love Rashad Bateman, I think you have to be okay with a couple things. You have to be okay waiting a year, all right? If you draft Rashad Bateman, do not flip him after this season. Now, even in a year, you're going to have to hope for a revamped offense, for a different offensive coordinator, for a whole new approach and tone from the coaching staff. Remember, Harbaugh, who's not going anywhere, by the way, because I have failed to mention through this entire episode, I have failed to mention that the Ravens are a really good offense. So on its foundation, this idea that the Ravens are going to suddenly overhaul their offense, even though they have built it around this concept and made the playoffs multiple years in a row, playing in the hardest division, arguably the hardest division in the NFL. So the assumption that they're just going to revamp this offense, flip it over, throw it in the trash anyways, I think is a little far-fetched. They've built the personnel around this offense. They've invested in this offensive line. That is the core of their team. And the Ravens, as an identity, have always been a defensive team, which means they're always going to run a slower pace of offense, which means they're never going to be this high-flying offense that we want them to be. But even if you push out and project and tweak and give and give and give, you're going to have to still project. You're going to still have to hope that something that we can't account for is going to happen with Rashad Bateman. And now, I'm not saying you shouldn't draft him. If he's sitting there in the second round, there's the opportunity. Maybe he hits scenario 3, 4, 5. And maybe he gets some help down the road. But with your second round pick, your mid-second round pick in this year's draft, there's no guarantees. You don't know if Amari Rodgers is going to hit, who's a guy that I would consider in that territory. You know, that's a similar territory that I would consider Pat Freiermuth. It's going to take a couple of years for him to pay off. So I'm not telling you not to draft Rashad Bateman, but when you look at the projections, when you look at the numbers, when you plug him in, for me, Rashad Bateman does have a path to fantasy football success, but it is not an easy one, and it's not a quick one. If you enjoyed this episode of the show, please, please, please make sure to review it, subscribe, give it a like, and you can check out all of my work, patreon.com/theffeducator.